Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
WEEI Afternoons on a game day. Patriots and Jets a little over, 4 hours from now at Gillette Stadium, an AFC East rivalry. Back in the day, Ted, it was known as the Border War. I don't think it's known as that really anymore. It's not really known as anything.
It was hype when Parcells went there.
Tuna Bowl.
Oh, it was on and popping. It was, the players felt it.
Did you really?
You bought into those, whatever. Think about it. There's so many guys on those teams that Bill basically drafted.
Yeah.
And the thing about Coach Parcells is even though he's on another team, you still want to go show out and show him that he's, you're still that player that he drafted.
Yep.
So those were fun, man. Those were a good time.
All right. Well, unfortunately, this is not a Tuna Bowl or a Border War type game. It doesn't create its own buzz. So,
not
Ted
really.
Johnson, can you build it up for
I'm
us? Build up the buzz.
I'm going to try. All right. So, the Patriots, they're playing the Jets. But are they? Are they really playing the Jets,
Yes.
It's some would maybe disagree, my man. You guys ever see the movie Creed? Ever see that movie,
Best just, sports movie this century.
I thought this movie was awesome. But there's a scene in this movie, and I think we can all relate to this, and it's not just the Patriots tonight. It's kind of all of us in our own lives. Think of it in those terms. Think of it in how does this fit you maybe a little bit. But this is a scene from the movie Creed when Rocky is talking to Adonis, and he's getting him ready. He's trying to get him psyched up for his fight, and he tells him who his real opponent is in the fight. Go ahead.
All right, Donnie, get into your stance. Make a small target, turn sideways. Okay. You see this guy here staring back at you? That's your toughest opponent. Every time you get into the ring, that's who you're going against. I believe that in boxing, and I do believe that in life, okay? And throw a jab in the jaw. All right, one to the gut. Now, every time he punches this guy, what's he doing?
Throwing one back at him.
That's right. So either you block it, slip it, or get out of the way. So. I'll leave you two alone for a while. Good luck.
There you go. So who is his opponent? It's himself.
It's the man in the mirror.
It's the man in the mirror.
Or the dog in the slider at my house.
There you go. Well, there you go. For Andy, it's the dog in the
Miller,
slider.
Miller, my new puppy, growls and barks and moves, and he thinks that dog on the other side is going to kick his ass.
Okay, it's my segment.
Here we
go.
Sorry.
Okay. No, it's all good. No, but I love that kind of just the idea of really, for the Patriots, it's really about the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about the Jets.
Yeah.
I mean, you could look at, I came up with 26 different kind of categories offensively and defensively. Or you look at and you go, if you add up like the Patriots defense, all their rankings, the Patriots offense, all their rankings, the special teams rankings, you come up with 26 different categories, and you compare that to the Jets, rankings, and it's by far the Patriots are just better in every category. Hmm. The one thing that you might see where can the Patriots feast is against is the pass rush. Can the Patriots pass rush get going? because the Jets offense, they're almost as bad as the Patriots in sacks allowed. They're just one sack worse allowed than the Patriots. So this guy needs to get off right here.
On third and one. Play action, Ward in trouble, and he is buried. And that's Milton Williams with the sack.
Milton Williams needs to have a game tonight. Milton Williams, he's impressed me. He hasn't had these big splash plays, but he shows up game in, game out. He defends the run. He, you know, screens, he turns and runs. There's effort plays where you see him giving a little bit of extra effort to get to the ball carry, chasing the guy from behind. Milton Williams, even though the sacks haven't been there, they're not going to be there maybe as much for an interior defensive lineman. But that offensive line for the Jets sucks, really sucks. And it's mostly the offensive line is the problem. So I'd like to see this front seven, particularly Milton Williams, get off in this game.
Do you have good confidence in that? Is this a breakout game statistically? Are you thinking maybe
this is
crooked number?
Yeah. Well, yeah. This is a. Are you kidding me? They're not saying it, but they're all thinking it. This is where you pad your stats. This is where you get your you kind of get those stat numbers up. Not just the tackles, but can we get some TFLs?
Yeah.
Can we get some pressures? Can we get some sacks? Those kinds of things. And I think this is the game to do it. All right.
Okay.
Another thing that's you look at where the Jets could have the Patriots number. There is a couple things, and it's going to start with this guy making big plays
with a short week. Tagovailoa chased out of the pocket, and they get to him. Brandon Schouler coming with some serious heat from the blind side corner.
Oh, you say Brandon Williams or Brandon Schouler? Excuse me, Brandon Schouler. What is he going to do in this game? Look, the Patriots ranked third in kickoff return yards. And they rank seventh in punt return yards. And if you know anything about the Patriots punt coverage team, last in the NFL. Brandon Schouler, that's on you, bub. Let's go. Let's get going. Brandon Schouler needs to have a game because they ran a kickoff and a punt back. And both of those situations in football, they rank in the top seven in the NFL. So they are good at returning kicks and punts there, Fitzy.
Yeah, and I believe, Ted, correct me if I'm wrong, hasn't Schouler had a penalty on special teams like two of the last 3 weeks?
I believe so. I believe so.
Like big penalties. Like he's been a little, I don't know if it's being over-aggressive, out of character or what, but he definitely needs to have his blank together tonight.
And if you're looking at what are the Jets better at than the Patriots, one of the categories is penalty yards. The Patriots are 25th in penalty yards at 565, where the Jets are 13th in penalty yards, 479. So, you know, they do have the edge in the Patriots in some categories. All right, let's go to my last guy. This guy had a big game last week. Ramondre Stevenson is out this week, but this guy needs to get going tonight as well.
They toss it.
I didn't love
it. Henderson got away. He's got a chance to show off that speed. Henderson breaks a second one for a touchdown.
Travion Henderson, let's build on last week. You know, Tom Curran had it right. It was basically two big plays and then a lot of plays that went for little to no yards. I'd like to see him. Can we get consistent, like, 4-yard gains, 6-yard gains, 8-yard gains? That's a real running game, and that gets that play action going. That calls off some of the blitzing and some of the heat.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
And so you can get your play action going. So I'd like to see Travion Henderson, Fitzy, build on what he did last week.
Yeah, it was that point that Tom Curran brought up, that outside of on his 14 carries for 140-something yards, two carries accounted for 124, and then there were 12 carries for 23 yards. So yep. While everyone wants to say, it was a breakout week, Andy, because you can't deny the touchdowns and the two home runs, and maybe he is going to be a bit more of a home run hitter than a consistent doubles hitter, Ted. But I would love to just see 5, 7, 9, sneak a 12 in there, 3, 8, like be a workhorse back in addition to the home run threat to the outside that we were expecting.
So to put it in perspective, obviously last week was a huge week. 14 carries, 147 yards, 10.5 yard average.
Yep.
Game before that, 3.9 yards. Okay, not so great. Game before that, 7.5 on 10 carries. Okay, that's nice. Had a 27 yard run in there. But then the two games before that, 2.5 yards per carry, 3 yards per carry. Close that gap. Does it have to be 10 yards per carry or 3 yards per carry? Mm. Can we just come in at, how about 4.7 yards per carry?
Yeah, what that does? And Tom Curran said it when we had him on just not long ago. There's a lot of third and long situation. Mm-hmm. There's too much being put on Drake on third down. Yep. That's because the running game has not been effective enough to get them in third and short and manageable situations. And one other thing just to point out, I think I heard you guys mention it. I didn't hear a lot of people talk about this, and I was wondering if anybody did. I think I heard Keith and Jones say it. the Jets rank dead last in turnover margin.
Oh, yeah, 32nd.
They suck at turning the ball over. And you go, how bad? Oh, they have one fumble recovery, and they have zero interceptions. Zero. Nice. The only team in the NFL that has no interception. I believe the Jets went 6 weeks in a row before they had their first turnover.
Oh, yeah.
And so they've had one, and that's it ever since.
That's part of the struggle to talk yourself into the upset, because it's so often turnovers part of the upset. Now, I guess maybe you could use the Christian Fourier rule of due, that they have no interceptions, so maybe they're due to catch up. Yep. Maybe they're due to get two or three in a game. I guess that could be a theory. But, yeah, I said to Fitzy, it's never good when the other team is halfway through their season and we have the same amount of interceptions that they do. There's a lot of guys getting a lot of money over there to pressure the quarterback.
That's right.
And pressure him into bad throws and catch it. And
but at the end of the day, all that is really out the door. The biggest opponent is that guy looking back at you in a minute. That guy right
there. I like that you said that, though, because sometimes that's seen as sort of a – an arrogant view, the only team that can beat the Patriots tonight is the Patriots, right? They're professionals, too. They get paid, too, with the Jets. But I do think that's true. Mm-hmm. If the Patriots play, I'm not even going to say a good game. Just play a non-stinker, right? They win this game, right?
Yes.
Non-stinker equals win.
Correct.
Yeah, just correct. Be fine. Just be fine. Wasn't that also the talking about the man in the mirror, if you will, not just the Michael Jackson song. Wasn't that whole McConaughey best actor thing? The guy he's always chasing is himself or something. I don't know.
That would fit Matthew. Matthew loves him some Matthew. I would say he probably looks himself in the mirror a lot.
Did you like my idea? I don't know if you heard it earlier. Remember the combo plays that Josh ran in Miami with the jet sweep backside runs?
Yeah.
One was a jet sweep, fake backside run. Then the next time they ran it was a fake. I would love to see that. We talk about Derrick Henry and Lamar puts defensive fronts in a bind when they run the mesh point. To me, that if you have Travion Henderson and Kyle Williams, who now have film, right? They now have film where they've shown that they can run away from defense.
How fast they are?
Yes. Now, if I'm a safety, if I'm a linebacker, there's a little second there that's oh, crap, two 22-mile-an-hour guys.
But it's also, since Fitzy's calling this the third preseason game, you almost want to play a lot of the plays that you would in a third preseason game. Do you want to show your best stuff in a third preseason game?
And that's why I poo-pooed a popular. I don't know if you heard. A lot of people are looking for a Tonga touchdown. Come in at fullback and give him the ball. Yeah.
There are now odds. Yeah. It's up on the boards.
I think I'd save it. To me, I agree with you. Just run your offense.
But you know what's amazing? Is so many teams will do a play like that in a game like this, And you go, why'd they waste it? And they go, well, now teams are going to be practicing for it, and they have no intention of ever using it again. But it's they just want to show it so teams go, okay, now we got to practice for this Tonga getting the, you know, a play action pass thrown to him.
Right. Or even just a give, right? If they line up in the eye and Ted Johnson sees that Tonga has scored a touchdown 3 weeks ago against the Jets, and now you're at middle linebacker there on the goal line, you at least have to think they could give it to that big guy.
I do. That would be.
And then when Travion Henderson is getting a quick pitch or a toss to the edge.
It's easy touchdown walk in.
Right.
I mean, on any other team, not against ours.
But it's plus 2,700, by the way, Andy.
That's some good juice there. But I don't think they use it tonight. I'm going to go with the theory they don't put it on tape.
I would just say, yeah, the Patriots are going to use their best stuff tonight.
Right, right. And they don't, and this is where we get back to, they don't need their best stuff. Like, they need to, and I said to Fitzy, the one thing I would like to see is, from a Drake May perspective, obviously you don't want him throwing interceptions and all that. Like, how about the no hits? How about throw the ball away if you're going to take a hit? Like, live to fight another day. This is not, you're not in a shootout with Josh Allen tonight.
It's tough. There's prime, you know, you're in prime, you know, television audience. You want to show off a little bit. You want everybody to see, you know, how good you are. So they got to fight that as well. You know
who showed off last week? Vita Vea, when he ran right through the line and then ran right through you.
Yeah.
Like, let's keep those to a minimum. But I this is a fun game in the sense that you've reached this point. Because just think about it. If the 2024 Patriots were playing in this game, this is a miserable Thursday night football game. Like the bad Gerard Mayo team, and you're like, the rest of the country is like, I don't even need Amazon Prime. I'm not watching that crap. That's a slog of an AFC East. Oh, great. Who's going to finish in last place? Fitzy kind of game. Well, at least now we have, you know, our Homer-centric view.
It's hell in a cellar on a nor'easter Thursday at Gillette.
Absolutely.
That reminds me. Can I give one little thing?
Absolutely. More notes?
Because just one little thing. So I had a Chad Graff article that I thought was interesting, talking about the Patriots' explosive plays. You brought up last year, and it just triggered this. But on the deep ball, right? On the deep ball, Drake May's deep ball, the Patriots ranked third in explosive pass percentage. All right, and those are in this category, it's anything of 16 yards or more. Usually it's 20 yards or more, but in this one it's 16. So they rank third in explosive play pass percentage, and then rank fourth in percentage of plays that go 15 or more yards. In those two categories, last year the Patriots ranked 31st in explosive pass rate, and the year before that, in 2023, they ranked 30th. So for the first time in years, you're seeing an offense that is throwing downfield, that has explosive plays, that isn't just so one-dimensional, dink and dunk, and it just painful to watch this offense the last few years. And these big plays just make a more fun offense, and really you have all elements. You have the deep, you have the intermediate, and you have the short. That's what you were ideally trying to get in an offense, is all three. And the Patriots have all three now.
And you know the pro shop guys, the Fanatics people, they're hoping to see some of those X plays in these pretty nor'easter jerseys. So people are like, oh, that's a sweet jersey. I saw the celebration and the touchdown in that jersey. I'm going to get one of those. All right, nice job, Ted. Football Talk on WEEI is presented by Paramount Plus. Streaming November 16th on Paramount Plus, it's the return of Landman from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone. Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman, new season, streaming November 16th only on Paramount Plus. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we are going to take a look at the depth. We've used that talking point a lot. It was first one of the big concerns of this team. Then it was a talking point at the trade deadline. Well, last week I thought some of their depth players stepped up. They may have to step up again tonight because there are some injuries. Patriots depth on display against the Jets tonight, Thursday Night Football.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.